Hi, how are you today? How's the progress? Done much? Some. Okay. Let me see. Okay. I like these two very much. Great hatching here. This one doesn't show your best work. You see, trying too hard is never good. Overall, I'm almost happy. Especially since it has just been a couple of lessons. Now, for today. As you know, there is a point in any grown man's life when he should finally stop copying Loomis and move on to the real thing. I mean, what you did there before on your own with all those so-called reference photos. That was cute, but to really improve your technique, you should draw from life. After all, isn't that what you have always dreamed about? Aren't you into all this for the girls? I bet that ever since you saw a tiny copy of some famous painting in a magazine, art began meaning news to you. And it was like that for a long time. And whenever you heard someone say art, you'd blush. Indeed, such a dirty word. Art. So, ta-da! The day is here. You'll be drawing a real model. It's probably not how you have been picturing it in your head. You thought you'd be on top, ordering the model about, gently, maybe even correcting her posture. You thought that she would be sitting for you for hours to study, exposed, as good as bound, your eyes begging for a break, and you would pretend so focused on your art, brown it, biting your lip, pretending that it's all about perfection, and she's nothing more to you than light and shade, darting your glance between her and your painting. It would naturally be a painting. Painting is nice, legit, respectable. You'll get there. Someday. Meanwhile, I'm in charge. So today you don't get the luxury of all those hours alone with a naked girl. You don't get palettes and paint and rags. You get your teacher kicking off her sandals and sitting on the table right in front of you. Here, your subject matter for today. Female feet. Pick one you'd like to begin with. Excellent choice. So, you've studied the bone structure long enough. You did your homework. This should be challenging, but not too hard. You now shall be sketching as fast as you can, and I shall be changing positions every couple of minutes, so don't waste them. It's all about grasping what's the most substantial here and now in the moment. So don't bother making it complete or pretty. Today I want it from you raw. I don't want pretty, I want substance. Not ideal feed from the Pinterest tutorial. Not what you know, but what you observe. Got it? And go. Some say that, in a way, hands and feet have even more character to them than faces. they are not wrong. Now, what this foot says about its owner. The foot of a free woman, not deformed by years of wearing those god-awful torch devices, like my poor mother did. Slightly vain, too. I had to remove the varnish for this, though. The color is distracting, and you don't get to see the margin, the part of the matrix at the base. These are all important. They all add extra detail to your drawing, and extra detail is good. Extra detail is life. Now you can really appreciate why sketching from a live model is so important. Pictures are generally under or overexposed. They don't allow to see the shape of an object in all its complexity, let alone the shape of something as intricate as a human body. When you learn the human body by heart from life, go back to your reference photos and use them wisely. You'll be able to by then. Changing position. I'll try to grab the eraser now with my toes. You don't need it anyway. Mind the attendance. Here, look. It's so taut that it almost vibrates. Feel it. Touch it if you must. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Had an hour to kill this morning. And went to do what normal girls do. Some grooming. But don't let my feminine charm or whatever distract you. I wanted you to observe the better. See? I'll roll the bent leg up so that you could see the better. There. Some people draw with their feet. And better than some others with their hands. Oh, I don't mean you, darling. You are highly promising. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you. Don't rely on the model being absolutely still. Here. I'm moving the arrays around with my toes. Don't let it fool you. What's the matter with you? You are too tense. Don't press your sketchbook to your crotch like that. Seriously. This is not a test. We can take a break. Stand up, walk around. Shake your hands or something. You cannot work like that. I didn't even push you. Well, not really. Not like they did back in my day. Stand up. All right. Put down the sketchbook. It's almost like you are hiding something. Oh. Isn't this charming? I wonder what did it for you. It can't be me bossing you around. I do that all the time. It's not my feet, by any chance, is it? That's sweet. That's not really my thing, but I can appreciate the idea. I, for one, am completely fascinated with everything about the human body. Except, perhaps, menstrual cramps. You poor thing. You cannot go on like that, can you? Something must be done. Looks like you shall get a little action with the model, after all. You see, you have your fantasies and I have mine. Models are sexy, but so are students. I say, we help each other out. Get this out of our system. Have this adventure in a proper bohemian way. It will be so decadent, sealing our special teacher-student relationship with something even more special. We're both adults. There's nothing wrong with it. Sit here, where you were sitting before. Yes, I'll stay on my table. It's perfect. Like a front seat in theatre. Unzip. Show me how hard you are. Your future models are in for a treat. Start stroking it, darling, and look me right in the eye. You were never like this before. I mean, there has always been some chemistry, but... Naughty. Naughty. All right, then. When one comes across such an appreciative audience, it just feels right to show off, don't you think? What should I do to make it nicer for you? Should I just move my toes or rub my feet against each other? Right in front of your face? Maybe I should touch you. I can press my feet against your chest. Put them on your shoulders. This is so bad. No slacking, mister. Work it. Look at me, lick your lips. Something else you'd like to lick? No, that would be over the line. Not now. I can still stroke your cheek with my toes, I think. All right. One kiss, but only one. That's getting exciting. I know what I shall be fantasizing about in my bath tonight. My feet on your shoulders. Not quite like this. Oh my god. You got charcoal on your fingers. And on your cock too. Stroke it like you mean it. I want to see you come. We cannot be long. Someone can come in any minute. Harder. Faster. Oh, I thought, since feet seem so fascinating to you, how about you use mine to get off now? You have my permission. Try not to make a mess of my suit, though. But of course you won't. You are an artist. Which means... you are a man of discipline, contrary to popular belief. Hey! I'll get closer myself, all right? I said you can use my feet. I said nothing about pulling me close by my knees. Never mind, I forgive you. You're too cute. Damn, you are hard. Dead age hard. Oh, those big, warm hands. So lovely. No, I'm fine. My feet are always this cold. Warm them up then. Yes, hold them together. Thrust up. Now watch. Now here is something you can teach me for a change, I guess. I've never done this. It's much more exciting than I thought. The most exciting thing is, of course, how much You ain't it. Come on. You're working against the clock today, remember? Try to finish your art project as fast as you can. Look close at my toes curling around you. Think. Your teacher almost giving you a full job, almost in public. Kinda hard, isn't it? Something to come back to in your shower later, huh? Hold them tighter. Thrust, thrust, thrust. Oh, I'm starting to get it. So nice. So uninvasive and yet so hot. Come on, come for me. I'm your teacher and you should follow my instruction. Do as you're told. Now I tell you to come for me. Don't you want to make my feet warm with your cum? Do it. Come all over my feet. That's it. That's it. Just a little more. Come on. Come on. Oh, God, it burns. Oh, have you been saving up? That's not healthy, young man. Oh. Come, darling. We still have some sketching to do. You don't want to waste this lesson, do you? Get me some tissue from my bag. Let's move on.